let's talk about the Pasha a little bit. It's last week's Pasha. Who was in Ish Kodesh this Shabbos? Anybody there? Oh, so you already know this.
Can't wait to hear the end.
Okay. Mice in the beginning of the Pasha. Pasha's Vayera with Avram and the Malachim. So we learn on many things from this sugi of Avram Avinu in terms of Midos and Derech Eretz and how he treated the Malachim and the Schar which he got from that. Take a look at Rashi. That the whole treatment that Hashem Yisbarach did for Klai Yisrael on the Midbar was all due to the Midos Chesed and the Chesed Orchim which Avram did for the Malachim. It's a plea atzuma. But the Mayim and the Anani HaKavod and the Man and Chazal are very descriptive about, not just by Rashi there, but other Midrashim, the payback that Avram got in return for this Chesed to these Malachim. Chazal say, V'al HaBokar Ratz Avram, Mikan Shetzaderech Tzadikim Sha'oimim Ve'at Ve'asim Harbe. The way of Tzadikim is that they say little and they get things done, and they do a lot. That although he said to them, have a little bit of water, that was just to reel them in. But once they were in, and they were in the house, so he went on after them, each one got a bakar b'chardel. I want to discuss a little bit this inyan of oimer ma'at v'aseh harbe, and pnimius, what that means, to be an oimer ma'at v'aseh harbe. Can't just mean that the tzaddik has a tactic that he says a little and does a lot, and from that comes all this. Has to be something more penimious about that than that. Furthermore, the Magen Mesharim asks a question that the Malachim come to Avram, and Avram invites them in, and they say, "Kein tase kasher dibarta. You will do as you said." What's wrong with this lashon? It should have said, "Kein nase kasher dibarta." We will do. And we agree. We agree to do what you asked us to do. Kein nase kasher dibarta. What's pshat? Kein tase kasher dibarta. Grammatically, it's incorrect. Furthermore, the Chesed Avram and the Galar Razia from the Beis Medrash of the Arizal, they tell us a little story, a Maisa Shahaya, based on the Medrash and the Sol Parasha, that when these Malachim, when they came to the house of Avram, and Avram intended to serve them, as we said, three bakars, a bakar, the Lashon Bechardol, for each and every one of his precious guests. So the Maisa is that one of these bakars ran away. And Avram chased it all the way to Maris Machpelah. And that was the first time that he discovered Maris Machpelah. Perhaps not the first time, but it took him to Maris Machpelah. And there he saw Adam and Chava, that they were lying there. And he coveted very much to be buried in that makom as well. And he couldn't catch up to that bakar. And according to the Chesed Avram, who was the grandfather of Avram Azulai of the Chida, he says that that bakar which ran away wasn't a real bakar. It was Raphael, who was one of the malachim who came to visit Avram. Hence, Raphael is the Osios Par Kale, a reference to the Par of Hashem, which ran away. Ultimately, Avram never caught up to this Par. And we'll see what happened when we quote the Malbim momentarily. You may be familiar with the Malbim. But he explains that Habakar is the same Osios as Rivka. And so says the Galar Razia, that there's a hint here to the Shidduch. The Shidduch of Yitzchak. Of course, Rivka is buried in Maris Machpelah, but other tzaddikim are buried there too. So we have to try to understand what is the hint here to Rivka the tzaddikas in this whole episode, this whole ma'isa of following the bakar and not catching up, coming to Maris Machpelah, pumped there's Rivka. How do we understand these events which seem to be unrelated to each other? Now we know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Yemed Beis, but the Gemara speaks about pe'ulos that a person can do with a sefer called the Sefer Yetzir. There are different very important works in Kabbalah which we're familiar with, perhaps. Or concepts in Kabbalah, Ma'aseh Merkava, Ma'aseh Bereishis, and Sefer Yetzirah is one of the big ones. And Sefer Yetzirah is attributed to Avraham Avinu. Some say according to it's attributed to Rabbi Akiva, but we accept that it's attributed to Avraham Avinu. And the Gemara here on Samechim and Bezen Sanhedrin references the use of Sefer Yetzirah by the Amoraim. Rava says, Yibo'u tzadiki barama. If tzadikim want, they could create the world. Shenemar, but it says, Ki avoni seichem hayum avdilim. That because of our avonas, we can't. Or they can't. Then the Gemara says, Rava baragavra. There's different girsos. Some say Rabba, some say Rava. Maybe we'll speak about that at a different time. Baragavra. He created a goylam. Shadri lekamidur of Zerah, and he sent him to Reb Zerah. Reb Zerah tried to speak to this goylam and he wouldn't talk back. And as the Marsha points out, that although the tzaddik can construct the goylam, he can't give it a koyach hadibur, because the koyach hadibur has to come from Hashem. Vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chan. So the goylam doesn't speak. Amalei min chavraya at. He says, you were sent here from the chevra, from the chavraya. Is Reb Zerah talking? He said, you're coming from Rabba. Hadila afrech. Go back to your dust. Killed it. And then the Gemara continues, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Moshe, Habu Yaspi Kol Ma'alei Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos, they would sit and they would be Oisek and Sefer Yetzirah, U'mevru lehu Igla Tilsa, and they would create an Igla Tilsa, a very, very chush of a calf they would be able to create using Sefer Yetzirah, for Achlilei, and that would be their Suda on Friday night. So we see that the Amoraim were piled with Sefer Yetzirah, real creations. Now the Malbim writes a fascinating Chiddush. As I pointed out, the Chesed Avram does the same. He writes, V'la bokar ratz Avram, that Avram ran to the bakar. Yesh l'chazal shebin ha-bokar ratz mi'lifni Avram, that Avram couldn't catch up to this bakar. That's the pshat v'la bokar ratz. Not that he ran to get the bakar, meaning to the pen, to come get it. He ran after it because he couldn't catch up to it. The Avraham bara acher ayilei Sefer Yetzirah. So this yachas of Avram to Sefer Yetzirah is a very real thing. Not just that it's attributed to Avram Avinu. We find Avram Avinu being poil using the Sefer Yetzirah, that he constructed this egel using Sefer Yetzirah. And that's the pshat says the Malbim vayimaher la asayis oisai, that he worked very quickly la asayis oisai to create it. As the Pasuk points out, Ela Bakar Asher Asa. Not that he prepared it like Rashi says, quoting Chazal. Asher Asa, literally, that he actually created the Bakar. So then the Malbim goes on to explain, V'nirish Sharatu Letaritz Baze Heich Ha'echil Hamalachim Basa V'chala. Chazal are coming here to address how it is that Avram fed, seemingly, these Malachim Basa V'chala. And they say, therefore, Shahaya Basar Shinevai, they say, Fitzir Shain Lodin Basar, it doesn't have a status of Basar. And that's the Pshat, Shalaka Chema Vachalav, Uben Habakar Asher Asa. Because you, the reader in the Torah, you want to know, how can you serve them Chema Vachalav and Bakar? Oh, it's a Bakar Asher Asa. It was committed to say, Fitzir, thus is a Parava Ego. And therefore, it's Mutter. And this Malbim is quoted lahalacha by the Chik Shik Shleimer. And the poskim nowadays use this Malbim as a source to discuss artificial meat, which is created in a laboratory. Does it have the status of milch, of fleishik? Does it have the status of par? Machlekes in the poskim about that. So it's not just the God of the Bialma. So we see from here that there was a yitzira that Avram did on this bakar. And the reason why he probably did so is because he probably felt that these were guests who were waiting on a very excruciating hot day, and they probably needed something to eat right away. So that's why the pasuk is Vayamahir La'asayis. It's not just that he would have used Sefer Yetzirah just tamazoy. He made it quickly because his guests were waiting and they were probably very hungry traveling to the Midbar. Now, what's the significance of this? Of Sefer Yetzirah, and dafke here that we find Sefer Yetzirah by Avraham Avinu. So let's take a step back in history. We'll go back to the Perush of the Rush, not the Rush on the Gemara, the Rush on the Torah. Most people are not familiar with the Perush of the Rush on the Torah. In the back of many of the Makaros Gadolos, you'll find the Perush of the Rush. And he says very fascinating things many times, quoting Midrashim, which are hard to come by. And this is one of those instances where he writes in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Da'alib, Pasuk Chafav, it says, "Az hu chalikra b'shem Hashem," then the door of Enosh, they began, as Chazal say, that the name of Hashem became Chulin. But he's focusing on the words here, b'shem Hashem. Hu chalikra b'shem Hashem, to call out in the names of Hashem. He writes, I'm not going to read the whole thing in Lashon HaKodesh, you can see for yourself. So the Bnei Hador, they came and they asked Enosh, "What was your father's name?" He said, "Shase." And he said, "What was Shase's father's name?" His name was Adam. And what was Adam's father's name? He said, "He didn't have a father. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him a goylem from the land. V'napach bo nishmas chayim." So Amru Lai Ketzad Asahu, how did he make him? What did he do? So immediately he took some dirt from the ground and they made the tzura of a goylem. And then he took a shindalid and he placed it into this goylem. And then it was alive. And as soon as that happened, miyad amru zel ekenu, they would say, "This is our God, this is our God," the ha'aminu bar. They made an avodah zarah out of that. And this is what infuriated HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this was the beginning of avodah zarah, so to speak. This ma'isa with Enosh. Az hucha likra b'shem Hashem. It became chulin to call on the shem Hashem. But as we'll see, az hucha likra b'shem Hashem, what that means in terms of using the shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we see from here that a very big kilkul was made out of this inyan of making a goylem. From this began the whole inyan of avodah zarah. It's very similar to what we find by the ego. That as soon as the ego was made and they were able to shtepa achias into this ego, so they would say, "Hine lehenu, this is our God." Just like a gilgal of what was happened before, it happened again by the Shasa ego. We find something similar to the Sefer HaPliya. He brings that the Rishayim in those times, in earlier generations, they were all Bali Shem HaMafayrish. We don't live in a world where Shem HaSakadoshim are accessible to us and we know how to use them. But in earlier generations, this is how things got done. The same thing is true by the Dor HaFlaga. You can't read the parasha of the Dor HaFlaga that they tried to build a tower and to rebel against Hashem with Pashtas. It's silly. It's a silly thing to think that there were people who got together, who made bricks in ancient times, and were trying to build a tower which goes all the way up to the heavens to rebel against Hashem. Like, with what? Like, it's an insanity. These were people who were proficient in the Shem HaSakdoshim. And the Shem HaSakdoshim, because the one who first was given the Sefer Yetzirah was Adam HaRishon. And it's brought down in Chazal that Hashem created the world with his Sefer Yetzirah, and then he gave it to Adam HaRishon, and this was something which was accessible to the masses. And they used Sefer Yetzirah as if to say, "We have the power to rebel against you, just like you can create, we can create it. I'll take you on." That's pshat that the pasuk says, "Hava nilvana levenim v'nasid lanu shem." We'll make a shame for ourselves. Nasid lanu shem means we're going to use the shame as HaKadoshim. We're going to use the holy names of Hashem to make rebellion against Hashem. And with this, we can understand why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he spoiled their plot by being Meshabesh their Lashonis, that he gave them 70 languages, and he caused it that they should be able to communicate with each other. Because the whole kayach that he tried to rebel against Hashem was using the shame of Sakdash, which can only be done with Lashon HaKodesh. Now that he took away Lashon HaKodesh, as Pinchas Karts explains in Emir Pinchas, and he left them with just 70 other languages. So he stripped them from their weapon. The whole weapon was the shame of Sakdash through Lashon HaKodesh. In fact, even in Mitzrayim, of course, they were masters of Kishuf and Shindalids and all types of Chachmasa Hatoma. Paro, of course, was the leader of them all. One of the wonders of the world today is how the pyramids were made. Yeah? We've seen videos of questions how the pyramid was made, all these ridiculous suggestions of how the pyramids were made. I could have some people say the aliens made it. It's like, it can't be explained how it is that without modern technology, how they could have made the pyramids. We're talking about bricks which were weighed tons. And they need to schlep it all the way from there. How did they get it across the sand and to get it to these locations and to get up there? And things which are unexplainable. The pshat is, if I say, is that there's in a generation where they use kishuf. To use kishuf to make it. That's what it is. And in fact, the whole pyramid was just a way of channeling certain energies from the Koychavim, which is Ayavaris Koychavim, to bring down certain energies into the world. We struggle to understand that because we think that life was always like this, but that's just part of the gaiva of Bnei Adam, to think that. So we have technology, and they had Chachmas HaKishav, Mashahayo Hushiya. Like they were able to do things which, you know, through Kishav, which we can't do nowadays. What we see, Rabbi Yisai, is that the Sefer Yetzirah and the whole Indian of the Shemas HaKadoshim was lending itself to tremendous kilkel and the Baflaga and those tkufos. So Lani Yastaiti, what happened is as follows. I don't know who it happened with, but we find in the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us that Chizkiyo HaMelech is praised for three things, and he's also criticized for three things. But one of the three things that he's praised for is that he took the Sefer HaRefuos, the Sefer from which all the Refuos were included in that Sefer, and he buried it. Why did he bury it? Because he saw, says Rashi, that people weren't davening for Refuos. They were using Sefer Refuos to be Merape without davening to Hashem. And that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants that Klai Yisrael should be Mespala when they become sick. So he saw that there was a kilkel with this ancient Sefer HaRefuos, and he buried it. And he's credited a very big schar for that. I would say the same thing happened with the Sefer Yetzirah. That the Sefer Yetzirah was taken, and it was buried away. It was buried away. And where of all places would you have expected Sefer Yetzirah to be buried? In Maras HaMachped. Because it was buried with Adam. Adam was the Baalim on Sefer Yetzirah. He was the one who it was given to. And that sounded like anybody could just find Maras HaMachpelah, as the Zohar says. It wasn't something which people could just look for and come across. So the Chayra would suggest that it was buried and Nignaz in Maras HaMachpelah. Now let's try to answer some of our questions based on this suggestion. So now here the Malachim come to the house of Avram. And this is immediately after the Bris Milah of Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu is running. He's running to catch up to this pyre, and he comes to Malachim HaMachpelah. Behold, he sees Maris HaMachpelah. It wasn't just that Avram came there to find Maris HaMachpelah. When he came to Maris HaMachpelah, he found Sefer Yetzirah. Because you don't find a source in Chazal when it is that Avram came across the Sefer Yetzirah. I would suggest that this was the moment that Avram came across Sefer Yetzirah. And the reason why we find right now as HaBakar Asher Asa, that he makes the Bakar using the Sefer Yetzirah, was because he had just found the Sefer Yetzirah. That's why Hashem gave him the Sefer Yetzirah. And he created it using the Sefer Yetzirah. The remnant to this is the Gematria, that Ma'ara, which is the Remes of Maris HaMachpelah's Gematria Yetzirah, suggests that the Sefer Yetzirah was found in the Mara. Now it's interesting that this Lashon of Asher Asa, which implies creation of the Bakar, we find this Lashon elsewhere in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, where the Torah tells us, Ves hanefesh asher asu b'chara, the nefashas which were made in Chara. Now the Medrash says, Anefesh asher asu b'chara, the Medrash takes this Lashon very seriously. How can a human being be created? It can't be created. Afilu yitush, even if you gathered all the people in the world together, tried to make a fly, they couldn't make a fly. You can tell me that as a nefesh asher asu b'charan, that Avram actually made nefashas at Charan. So the Medrash says no, he was Magaya Ger, like Rashi says in the pasuk. The Raivin in his parish, the Sefer Yetzirah, writes no, Avram and Sarah used Sefer Yetzirah to create people. Now this opinion of the Raivin is not completely accepted for the following reason. That it's not mistaver to say that Avraham Avinu was using Sefer Yetzirah before he had a bris milah. And when it comes to learning Kabbalah, one of the very big inyanim in learning Pnimis HaTorah is that a Jew should have gone to the mikveh that day. He should learn it with Kedusha and with a Tahara. And that's certainly true about the Sefer Yetzirah as well. And if a person, even if he doesn't go to the mikveh, according to many, he's puzzled from learning Kabbalah that day. Imagine somebody who's not a ben bris at all. I didn't have a bris milah. You're going to tell me he was being osik in Sefer Yetzirah. So on that account, the perish of the Raavad is not rejected, but it's argued with. Power Lanias 19, going back to our sugya, Avraham Avinu comes to Sefer to Maris Machpit and he finds Sefer Yetzirah here. The reason why this is the time that Hashem is introducing it to him is because this is the third day after his bris. That now is the time to introduce Sefer Yetzirah to Avraham Avinu. And he uses it right away because he seems that it's his mana pikuach nefesh. And we'll speak a little bit about the conditions of using Sefer Yetzirah momentarily. Now let's fast forward a little bit. Let's go to this week's parasha, Parashas Chayisar. The Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu, he sends Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzhak. He's on his way back. And he comes and he finds, the Torah tells us, Vayetze Yitzhak Lasuach Basadeh, that he goes to Davin in the field. And then all of a sudden, behold, there she is, Eliezer and Rivka, they're coming his way. And the Torah tells us, Vayisaper Ha'evel Yitzhak Eskal Asher Asa. That the Eved tells Yitzhak everything which he did. Where does this take place? So Tosas on Bracha says it took place on Har Moriah. The Zohar Kadosh Rebbe says it took place by Maris HaMachpelah. Because Stam Sade is the state Maris HaMachpelah. So now why is Yitzchak going to daven by Maris HaMachpelah? After all, what is Yitzchak davening for right now? Davening for Shidduch. He knows that Eliezer was sent to bring him back a shidduch, so he went out to be mispalo for a shidduch. And you can imagine that he went out to them for a shidduch, and he finishes davening mincha, and he opens his eyes, and there she is. Why is he davening by Maris HaMachpelah? Because the shayrish of all zivugim comes from Maris HaMachpelah. Because Chazal say in Maris HaMachpelah, the reason why it's called kafol is because zivugim are buried there. It's not a place that a person can be buried without his ben zug. Adam is buried with Chavra, Avram with Sarah, Yitzchak with Rivka, Yaakov with Leah. So Yitzchak goes to daven in the place, of course at this point only Adam and Chavra are buried there. And Sarah is buried there, and that's another reason why he's davening there, in the schus of his mother who's buried there. But he went to daven there because that's the place of Zivugim. Now it could be that since Avraham Avinu found the Sefer Yetzirah in Maris HaMachpelah, the Yitzchak was also being poiled using the Sefer Yetzirah to find the Zivug. Because Maris HaMachpelah is the place of the Sefer Yetzirah. What does the Torah say about this Isha, about the Adam, Vayitzer as the Adam. The Adam was created a Yetzirah of Adam and Chav. He's going to the place of Yetzirah where Adam and Chav, that Yetzirah is buried, that Adam was created with his Benzug, the Benzug which belonged to him. And Eliezer now went to search not just for Stama girl, but for the Benzug of Rivka. And he went to daven in that place of where the Yetzirah took place between Adam and Chav. So the Derech HaEmes, it fits very nicely into the Pasuk in many ways. Because the Pasuk says, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. Vayetze Yitzchak is Gematria Yitzira. The word Suach, which is the Shirish of the word Lasuach, Shin Vav Ches with the Kailo, is also Gematria Yitzira. So Vayetze Yitzchak is Gematria Yitzira. Suach is Gematria Yitzira. And Lasuach Basade is Gematria Sefer Yitzira. And the very next Pasuk, Vayisaper Ha'ever LeYitzchak, it's called Advarim Asher Asa. Asher Asa. Called Advarim Asher Asa. Are those not the magic words that we saw before? Ela Bakar Asher Asa? Those are the words which imply creation. Vesa Nefesh Asher Asu Bechara. Of which the Rabbit says Seif Yitzir. Asher Asu. Here it says Asher Asa. He explains to Yitzhak, it's called Advarim Asher Asa. Not all the things that Eliezer did, all the things that Yitzhak did. So Eved LeYitzchak. That's why it says Vayisaper HaEved LeYitzchak. Eved LeYitzchak is Gematria Yitzira. And since the word Vayisaper comes from the word Sefer, so Vayisaper HaEved LeYitzchak is the same thing as saying Sefer Yitzira. And as the pasuk concludes, as kol advarim asher asa, the magic words of Yitzira. So with this, we can understand why it is that Yitzchak goes to Maras Machpelah and he brings Seif Yitzira, and lo and behold, who comes his way? Rivka. Let's go back to the questions we asked before, at least one of the questions. We said, V'la Boka Ratz Avram, that Avram ran to Maras Machpelah. So we explain, okay, he found the Seif Yitzira, but he also found the Neshama of Rivka, did he not? Did we not say, HaBoka is Rivka, Osios Rivka? So look how everything comes together. Avram comes to Maras Machpelah, finds Seif Yitzira, and he finds the Neshama of Rivka, and it's only in the next week's parasha, this week's parasha, Parashas Chayisar, that Yitzchak goes to Maras Machpelah, he has Seif Yitzira, and he finds Rivka. So everything is just an explanation for telling what's happening in this week's parasha. To further this point of the relevance between Seif Yitzira and Maras Machpelah, so we know that the klipa, that the maniyah which was preventing Avram from being kohen Maras Machpelah, was a Rasha named Ephron Achiti. Before we try to understand the midah of Ephron, let's go back for a moment to explain Pshat, what we said before in answering our questions. That Avraham, that he ran for the Bakar, and Chazal say, Mikan, that tzaddikim are emor ma'at vasehari, that they say a little and they do a lot. Let's now try to understand these words, emor ma'at vasehari, in a pneumistic way. Mepharshim explain that in Baruch Sha'amar, one of the shvachim we say to Hashem is Baruch Emer Va'isa. Baruch Emer Va'isa. That doesn't just mean that Hashem says and He creates. It means that when He says, He creates. That His Amira creates an Asiya. Baruch Omer Va'isa. This is a remez to Seif Yetzirah. The whole inyan of Seif Yetzirah is that not that you create Be'adayim, your Amira creates. That you say and it creates. That's called Baruch Oimer Va'isa, that you have an Amira and that Amira makes an Asiya. If that's the case, it's actually very nice because Mekubalim explained that the Seder HaTfilah divides into four parts: Asiyah, Yetzira, Bria, and Atzilus. And the Eidom of Asiyah goes from the beginning of davening up until Baruch Sha'amar. And Baruch Sha'amar begins Sefer Yetzira. Eidom HaYetzira. But it works out very nicely that the Eidom Yetzira, which begins with Baruch Sha'amar, it makes a reference to this musik of Sefer Yetzira, which is Baruch Omer V'Oisa. That being said, we can explain that the derech of a tzaddik is what? Mikan emor ma'at v'aseh harbe. That a tzaddik is able to just say a few names of Hashem, emor ma'at v'aseh harbe, and he does a lot with that. That's called emor ma'at v'aseh harbe. And where did Chazal learn this out from? Vel ha'bokor ratzavram, at the bokor. Because this bokor was created with Sefer Yetzir. That's called emor ma'at v'aseh harbe. With this, we can understand the question we asked. Why do the Malachim say to Avram, says the Magen Yesharim, Kain ta'aseh kasher dibarta, when they should say Kain na'aseh, we will do what you tell us to do. But what they're telling them is, what they're telling Avram is, Kain ta'aseh kasher dibarta, you will do when you speak. You have the koyach of creation in your mouth. Kain ta'aseh kasher dibarta, your koyach of dibur has the koyach of being koyach, actual asiyas in the veld. That's called Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbe. So as we explained, this inyan of Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbe, which is a remnant to the inyan of Sefer Yetzirah, has a shaykhis to Maaseh Machpelah. Now Avraham Avinu, in the beginning of the parasha of Chayei Sara, he comes to Maaseh Machpelah, and he wants to take away Maaseh Machpelah from Ephron Achiti. So now Chazal tell us that Ephron, Vayishkol Avraham LeEphron, is written Chaser Vav. Without a vav. Why is he written without a vav? So Chazal say in the Gemara Mitzvah, Chazal say, it's written vav because Ephraim was a big talker. This is the derech of Rishayim, that their omrim harbe v'afilu ma'at inam oisim. That they do the opposite of emor ma'at v'aseh harbe. They say a lot, they do nothing. So it goes very nice. So here you have Avraham Avinu, who is the man of emor ma'at v'aseh harbe, who wants to take away Maaseh Machpelah, which is the place that he found the Sefer Yetzirah, from a guy named Ephron, of which Chazal say that his big rishis is what? That he was Omer Harbe Rafilu Ma'af Le'asa. You see how these things are all coming together. The tzaddik on the one hand, the rush on the other hand, in that place, to be coined at that place called Maaseh Machpelah. And Chazal say that because of this, Ephron lost his vav. But on the other hand, you can say as follows, in the same way that Ephron was a person who lost his vav, Avraham Avinu was a person who got the letter Hey. Why does he get the letter Hey? The reason why he got the letter Hey is because the letter Hey always represents the Kleich of Dibor, because there are Chamisha Motzelos HaPeh. There are five parts of the mouth. That the letters of the Aleph are divided into five sections, which correspond to the five parts of the mouth. So for example, there are guttural letters, which is the Aleph, the Ches, the Ayin, and the Hey. And there are the letters of the lips. For example, the letters Beis, Vav, Mem, Pei, Bumf, to be short. Those letters come from the lips. You can't say a Beis without lips, or a Mem, or a Vav, or a Pei. Same thing with the teeth. There's some letters which are uttered with the teeth. Zishrit, Zayin, Shin, Reish, Samich, Tzavi, and Vechule. Every letter comes from five parts of the mouth. That's called the letter Hey. And Avraham was given the letter Hey by the Bris Milah, as if to say, now that you have a bris, you're an emor ma'at v'aseh harbe. I'm giving you the koyach of dibur. And where do we find a remnant of Avraham Avinu that he has this letter Hey? Eila toldos hashamayim va'aretz behibaram. Going back to Ma'aseh Bereishis, Chazal say behibaram is the letters of Avram, and that word Hey, the letter Hey in behibaram is a big letter Hey. That's where we find a remnant of Avraham Avinu. Where? By Ma'aseh Bereishis. Of which the whole Seder of Ma'aseh Bereishis, like we said before, is one of Baruch Omer Ve'Oseh, that Hashem spoke and He created. How many utterances do we have in Ma'aseh Bereishis from Hashem? Very few words. But from those words creates a whole world, a whole universe. All of creation comes from those just. That's called Emor Ma'at V'aseh Harbe. And Avraham Avinu was gifted with this Koyach, and he's marumas by Ma'aseh Bereishis, as if to say, this Koyach of Emor Ma'at V'aseh Harbe was given over to Avraham Avinu. What's fascinating is, is that the smallest word in Kol HaTorah Kula is what? The letter Hey. Because it says in Parshas Hazinu, Hal Hashem Tigmalu Zos. Chazal say that that letter Hey, in the beginning of the word Hal Hashem, which is a big letter Hey, is actually not just a letter of the word Hal Hashem, it's a word in of itself. So the fact that Avram is given a Hey, based on this understanding, it's not just that he's given a Hey, which represents Hamisha Matzah Safed, but more than that, that the letter Hey is the ultimate Emor Ma'at. There's no smaller word in Kol HaTorah Kula than the letter Hey. Chazal tells us that Hashem created all of Olam Hazeh with the letter Hey. Ki Bekah Hashem Sur Olamim, that Olam Haba was created with the Yud, and Olam Hazeh was created with the letter Hey. That is the ultimate Emor Ma'at, is the letter Hey. And that letter was given to Avram as if to say, I'm giving you that Koyach of Emor Ma'at Ma'aseh Arveh. So it's at this moment where these worlds are colliding. The world of Avram, which is the Emor Ma'at Ma'aseh Arveh, with Ephron, who is the Rasha, who is Emor Harbir Fil Ma'at in the Ainsa, that we find that Ephron loses a Vav in the same way that Avram gained the Hay. From emulating this quality of Emor Ma'at Ma'aseh Arveh. Now, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Halacha, when it comes to the Indian of using Sefer Yetzirah, when it comes to the Indian, let's say, of using Sefer Yetzirah, so the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Ayin Tas in Yordea, Halacha Tasvav, Ochis is Hainayim Aser, that it's Aser to practice magic, which is called, which Chazal called Ochis is Hainayim. However, va'ayidei sefi yitzira mutter. But it's mutter to use sefi yitzira, says the Machaber. And the Ramah adds, afilu lasas ma'isa. Even to do a ma'isa using sefi yitzira is completely mutter al pi'alach. However, comes along the Taz, it's Sifkan Yud Ches, and he writes, it's mutter to do l'chadchila, that is true. Ach, she's asku bahem b'kdusha v'tahara. V'l'tzorech kdusha s'ashem. V'l'tzorech mitzvah rabbah. It's not just a person who could just use Sefer Yetzirah randomly. Like we explained by Avraham Avinu, it was a circumstance where he felt he had to use it. It was a mitzvah rabbah or an instance of Kedushas Hashem. And says the Taz, Asher lo nimsa zeh b'doras halal b'vasin haram. You know, in these doras we can't use it. V'afilu bizmanehem, even going back to earlier doras, matzinu shenan ash Yishai al zeh. Yishai was punished for this, the Gemara tells us. That we can't use it. We don't have the proper levels of Tahara Kedusha to use Sefer Yetzirah. And he writes in the end, V'rachmana liva bai. V'rachmana liva bai. So we see Lamaisa, that although Sefer Yetzirah could be used l'chatchila, for these daras we can't use it. And really, if we want to speak about this in al pi chasidus, what it means, emor ma'at v'aseh arveh al pi chasidus, we would say the following thing. We find that Avraham Avinu, who was the man of emor ma'at v'aseh arveh, in the very same parsha, immediately after this episode with the malachim, malachim go down to stone, and Hashem is pleading with Avraham. And of the things which he says about himself, he says, Va'anoichi ofar va'ifre. I am ofar va'ifre. Chazal praised Avraham Avinu that he was mashpel himself, that he was machni himself, and he spoke about himself saying, I'm ofar va'ifre. Rabbi said, this is what's called emor ma'at in chassidus. That a person, he says about himself that he's ma'at. He makes himself little, he's mevatel himself before the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is how we're able to be poel nowadays. Yeshuos and Brachos, not just by using Shemos Hashem, but by speaking just regular talk, Emor Ma'at, talking to Hashem and saying to Hashem, Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, that's called Emor Ma'at. Va'aseh Harbein, and it does a lot. Look what happened from this. That Lot was saved, and the Neshama of Mashiach was in Lot. Avram accomplished many things because of this. Va'aseh Harbein, tremendous things came from it. Va'pi Chassidus, this is the Inyan of Emor Ma'at. But the real Va'aseh Harbein, which came from this, was that Chazal tell us, quoting Rava, which according to some Gersas, as I mentioned in Sanhedrin, is the Baal Memra, the Rava who was Bara Gavra. Rava is the Baal Memra who says that in the Schar that Avraham Avinu said, Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, his children, Klal Yisrael, were zeicher to the mitzvah of Efer Para and Ofer Soita. That's called Va'aseh Harbeh. He was Emor Ma'at. He said about himself, Anechi Ofer Va'efer, and for Dari Darius, for eternity, it was Paya that Klal Yisrael should have. These mitzvahs of Ofer and the Efer of the Soita and the Paradimah. Not only that, but of course, the Emor Ma'at Va'aseh Harbeh. Like we said before, how is it that Avraham Avinu was able to be poiled throughout all the 40 years in the Midbar that they would have man? In the Mayim. So if you want to say Al Pisefi Tzir, that's called Emor Ma'at Va'aseh Harbeh. But really the Iker Nekuda is that because of the shiftless that Avraham demonstrated, that he was mamait himself in front of these three guests. He probably didn't know that they were malachim, it's machlokes whether he knew or not. But on the tzad that he did know they were malachim, certainly how he was mashpel himself and machniyam himself to feed lashon bachar to three strange Arabs who came to his tent on a really hot day. That's the ultimate manifestation of a person who's an emor ma'at. He sees himself as being very lowly before Hashem, that he has what to accomplish. He's machniyam himself before Hashem, and even says the words yukachna ma'at mayim. That's really called emor ma'at. He says the word ma'at. That just comes to show the whole shpracha of Aminu was one of emor ma'at, that he spoke a little bit about himself. But Vaseh Harveh, that he was able to accomplish a lot through his shiflos, he was able to accomplish. Based on this, I would say as follows. As the Shach points out, as he says in the end, Hashem doesn't want us using Sefer Yetzirah. Rachmana libabai. And the reason why that is, that Hashem doesn't want us using Sefer Yetzirah, is because, and this is something which we could speak about maybe Parshas Vayishev, we'll come back to this in a minute, is that Hashem wants to have a relationship with us. You know the words of the Kutzker says that the kvalo that Hashem gave to the Nachash was the offer taicha kol yemechayecha. Wherever you go, you'll eat offer. So asks the Kutzker, isn't that a bracha? Everywhere he goes, he has his food. Doesn't have to worry like other animals about what to eat. There's other ways to explain this, but the Kutzker said, the reason why this is such a kvalo is because he has no relationship with Hashem. It's a schus for us that we have to come to Hashem every day and to daven and to say, can I please have what to eat today? Hashem wants a relationship with us. He wants us to know that He provides all of our tzrachim. And tefillah is the main way that we demonstrate that we have a relationship with Him. If a person can have sefer yetzirah, in the same way that we can have sefer refuahs and we put all the refuahs which he needs and all the yeshuas which he needs and all the shidduchim that he needs using sefer yetzirah, then there's no relationship with Hashem and His creations. But Hashem wanted to have a relationship with us. So therefore, although we can go into the Emek HaMelech library, I don't know if you can go to the Sefer. Yeah, you can go to the YU library, has everything. You can go to the YU library and you can find Sefer Yetzirah. And you can say, you can hold it in your hand and say, oh, wow, what a Yerusha, this goes all the way back to Avraham Avinu, the Sefer, and you can open it, you can learn it, and you can see Mamish, you can see the Chachma, Hanifla of Sefer Yetzirah. You can say, oh, how's the Mamish, all the way from Avraham Avinu. Right? The Torah also comes from Moshe Avinu, right? It comes even before that, so... You know, we don't even hold the Chumash and think that. We're just so accustomed to the Chumash. You know, we can get lost in how much we appreciate Sefer Yetzirah, forgetting how the Chumash is also, you know, goes even farther back. Goes according to my inspiration, the Chumash is great. But we're making a mistake when we think that when we hold Sefer Yetzirah, we're like, the legacy of Avraham Avinu. That's not the legacy of Avraham Avinu. It was buried for a reason. And even nowadays, the reason why it's accessible to us is because we don't know how to use it. You and I can't sit down with a Sefer Yetzirah and use it to make anything out of it. We can learn it. We can learn Sefer Yetzirah like any lima. Like the Gra learned, the Gra was able to make golems. You know, the story of the Chaim Volozhin writes in his Hakdama to Nefesh HaChaim or Maisera. He says that the Gra told him that when he was 13 years old, he started to make a golem. He was only 13 years old. I don't think he was even bar mitzvah yet. And then he was in the middle of making a golem using Sefer Yetzirah, and then like he had a certain remez that, you know, that told him that he should stop doing it, so he stopped doing it. But you know that the Chacham Tzvi, she has a whole shaila whether or not you can be mitzatarif a golem to a minion. He says, of course you can't. And then his son the Yaiva says that my grandfather, the Chacham Tzvi's father, he actually made a golem. And then the whole maisa happened that the golem got out of control, and they had to like take the shame out of his head. And then he hurt his grandfather. He gave him a big blow, and he was crippled for his life because of that. They say famous about the Maral that he used Sefer Yetzirah, although it's debated whether or not it's actually true. But Akal Panim, throughout all the Doras, they were tzaddikim who, under certain circumstances, that they used, you know, Shemus HaKadoshim and Sefer Yetzirah particularly. But that's not the real legacy of Avram Avinu. The real legacy of Avram and all the tzaddikim is what? Davening. Gemara says in Brachos, Tfilos Avos Tikna. Right? Shachris, we have from Avram Avinu. Yitzchak, we have Mincha, and Yaakov, we have Ma'ariv. Okay? That's the real legacy, is that Hashem wants us to know Rachman Alivavai, that He wants us to daven. Wants us to daven. It could even be said, perhaps, that if we're right, that although we need to explain a little bit, that Chazal said, Vayisa Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, so if you use Sefer Yetzirah, then how are we saying that this is a makor? How can the Gemara say this is a makor for davening? I think the pshat is like this. Pshat is that Chazal say that the reason why the Imaos were Akaros was because Hashem is Mis'avel the Tfilas and Shal Tzadikim. He likes the Tfilas and Tzadikim. So it could be the pshat is like this, that if Yitzchak was poil using Sefer Yetzirah to find Rivka, that means that he didn't do it b'derech Tfilas, so he needs to be mashlem now by davening. Because really, a zivug comes to us through our davening. We can't rely on the shadchan. We can't rely on anything else other than the fact that we're mismalel, that we should have our zivug. That's what it is. But since Yitzchak al derech zeh, that he used Sefer Yetzirah, so the reason why she was an akariv, because Akadosh Baruch Hu said, I need your tefillas. I need your tefillas. I need your tefillas. Everything is about tefillah. So since Yitzchak davened so much that she should have Yeshua, so Mamela by Yitzchak, Yitzchak l'suach was said it becomes tefillah. But it's interesting because the word lasuach doesn't literally mean tefillah. Chazal darshan ain't siach el tefillah. But it's not like it's mamish a lashon tefillah. You would say that it's a lashon of siach hasad. It means to have a conversation with. That he recited something, that he said something. So the lashon lends itself to imply that it's not tefillah. But Chazal say no. Ain't siach el tefillah. But mafreya, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mesavet lashon shel tzadikah, it doesn't want that we should just do things using safer refuah, safer yetzirahs. Mafeya means that you're able to be poyal with tefillah. So we have Sefer Yetzirah nowadays. It's just not the Sefer Yetzirah written by Avraham Avinu. It's the Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbi of the Anochi Ofer Ba'efer of Avraham Avinu. But the lesson that when a Jew is machi himself before others, before Hashem Yisbarach, that Hashem gives him brachas in his mouth, He gives him brachas in his life, the more that he's mashbal himself. That kefid that the anava that a person has, that's his measure of his real godliness. And when a person is a god, also he could be a merbaba se'arbe. That's why the brachas of tzaddikim are mekayim, because they're mashpil themselves, because they're machniyah themselves. That's why a tzaddik has the koyach of aymer v'yaisa. This is why I point this out, is because it's not just like a shir on Sefer Yetzirah. It's a shir on the pnimius of what means Sefer Yetzirah b'zman hazeh. If we're dovey to the midas of Avraham Avinu, it's the legacy of Avraham, which is the need of tefillah and shiftless before Hashem and achna and anava. So we'll see. We should be zeichet to see that how the sinning of Emor Ma'afaseh Harbe, which is seemingly just a not unimportant, out of place shevach, Avraham Avinu is something which is very of utmost importance to us, and Hashem should help us that as we journey through the sinning of Tikkun Amidas and Avodas Apnimius in our lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, and we should be zeicha to emulate the Avos HaKadoshim and to be mitzdayin in the midah of Tefillah, and to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, ki beisi beis Tefillah, yikar et chol ha'amin, m'her v'meinu amen.